Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Roller coaster of arrow. Y'all, we were up, we were down, we hated it, we loved it. And some things came to light on this week's Arrow. Stick with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? I'm the boss, Tammy. That guy just sounds like he's got to pee. I really got to pee. I got to pee real quick. Sorry.
What?
I shouldn't make fun of the song. I just made fun of it. Welcome, everybody, to the Arrow panel. How are you? We are on the third to the last episode.
It's crazy. It's gone by so fast.
Trinultimate? No, that's not.
No,
that's not
no,
a word.
No,
I just messed it up. Hey, everybody, let's just jump into it. I'm Matt Maher. Welcome to the show. I have with me two fabulous, wonderful people in the world.
Keep it coming. Arrow, keep it coming.
Are the president of the Felicity Fan Club, Olivia DiBartoli.
Hello, how are you guys?
And then we have the wearer of all the good red lipstick, Carolina Bonetti.
That's true. It's the best red.
But it's the best. They're actually wearing the best shade, I know. But they're wearing the same shade, but it looks different on them. Look at this, y'all.
Almost the same shirt.
The girls that share lipstick together love Arrow together.
We both showed up with our rock and roll t-shirts today. So she wore Motley Crue and I wore Pink Floyd, and this was not planned.
Not planned.
And with both of our hairs in like buns, double buns, and red lips.
I did like the Rey inspired Star Wars buns because I have really short hair, so I do like the pop, pop, pop.
And I did the Princess Leia.
Look, so we're Star Wars rock stars. All right.
They're just cool,
we're
like
so
that.
Cool.
Yo, you guys, I texted her. We'll see. She's in South Africa right now, but yours
in South
truly,
Africa.
Ali Kona. If you're not following Ali Kona, I believe it's yours underscore truly underscore Ali Kona.
Yes.
Follow her Instagram because she's like, we were talking about, she's like petting cheetahs.
Yeah.
She's
petting a cheetah, you guys.
She's living her best life. And we're here.
Yeah.
So, no, that's okay.
She's like, I have a hosting job in South Africa.
Bye. But, and last but not least, we have somebody else here today. We have all of you. You, on the other side of this table, are a great part of this panel. And we encourage you to speak up and to give us your opinions, give us shade, whatever you want to get
so
in
much
those
shade. Give
live
us the shade.
Comments. Who do we
I
have
dare
with us?
You to give me shade.
Ivan Soto, Matt's husband.
My husband.
Yeah. We have a new one.
Oh.
I don't know how to say Joe Nealon. What is kind of a name? Is Joe Nealon?
Johelen.
Matt Munoz, Matt Shamlu, Big Face Hundreds. Don't know you either.
Oh,
hello, welcome.
Big Face.
JJ Hay. And Haywood Wong.
I'm already getting a chill, Matt.
We've already gotten a few chill,
great.
Matt. Seb Russ, hi, you guys.
Let us know if you subscribed in those comments, and we will shout you out.
Yep.
We will try to look for you and shout
or
you out.
Or just tell Matt to chill, and we'll bring it up.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's true. And later, we will give you all of our social media info where you can find us. So let's start off with our first little segment of this episode, our Arrow episode, Who I Love to Hate. Let's go. Do we all have the same one this week?
Can we just say it
can
together?
Can we say it on 1, 2, 3. Dinah! Oh, my gosh. Oh.
This gives me so much joy. I've been waiting all season for everyone to come on my island. God, I just hate her.
This whole
I
episode, we were all just
so
like rolling
much.
Our eyes, being like, come on, Dinah, what are you doing?
I mean,
doing?
Okay, cursing
even,
at her. Like,
even though, yeah, I called her the C word and it came out.
Like, I called her a B word. Like, it was bad.
But listen, even when it came to light that they were all in cahoots on it, do you know what made me the maddest? Is that she was still so like, it better work. She's so annoying. Why is she still alive?
You know what I realized? I think she just, Vince died. Girl needs to get laid. She needs to get some D. She just needs to relax.
Maybe that's it.
That's a Black Canary
maybe
needs
should
to
take
sing,
one for
y'all.
The team and just show up and help her
she
out.
She needs like Diggle to take his shirt off and play some Barry White and take
Diggle's
her to
married.
You know what? Is he really?
Is he really?
He's never with his wife.
Is she ever around?
Is he ever around?
A lot of people on the chat are saying Emiko and Dinah. So everyone's agreeing with us about Dinah, but...
I hate Emiko, too.
Seb Russ says Emiko is so much worse.
Okay, Emiko is a psycho, but I'm going to wait until we get to that section because my... I hate Dinah, and I'm so glad we're all on
the same line. I am a little torn because... I give no sure about Emiko right now. I'm done with her.
I just don't even understand her logic. Do you want to just kick it off with Emiko?
So let's talk about Emiko, who's because she was kind of the thing that really bugged me the most about this episode is, sorry y'all, if you came here that you love this week's episode, we liked a lot some things and we definitely, but there was a lot of things we didn't like. I just feel like the third to the last episode and nothing really advanced.
Yes, nothing. Can I read the tweet?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was on Twitter and I saw this tweet and for me, this summed it up perfectly. It says, I love Roy Harper. I always root for Roy Harper. I smile and cheer whenever he shows up and performs his mostly unnecessary parkour. But I did not need a whole episode dedicated to revealing his death and Lazarus Pit bloodlust, not with two episodes left.
Do you know what I will say?
Agreed.
Is it made me wonder if for the ultimate final season, we are going to go back to Ra's al Ghul and the Lazarus Pits, and that's why they're trickling in this information, because that's where we're going to lead. Maybe Theo will return.
That's kind of when I told you I was looking for news today, and I went, oh, crap. I was looking for news too late because it had aired on the East Coast,
right.
So I saw a spoiler. And that's kind of what a lot of people are talking about, which I'm actually happy about.
I would love that.
I think it's a return to form
for
Arrow.
I love Thanatos. I love Malcolm Merlin. Give us more Malcolm Merlin.
Let's
finish it with a strong villain, because regardless of what the final plot is, if Malcolm Vernon is one of the baddies, which I know he's kind of been on their side, but let's face it, Malcolm is always on his side first and everybody else next.
He tweeted out at our Instagram. This isn't news. This was just my life because I followed John Barrowman. He was on Instagram and said, you know, if I had a picture of him as Malcolm Merlin. I can't talk.
Malcolm Merlin.
And he said, who would like Malcolm Merlin to come back to Arrow? And I actually said yes. And I totally think I would love it if we're all here in predictions. So we all have gay DD tonight.
We have so much gay DD.
Get so much gay DD.
But
you know what? I'll save it. I'm going to save it for my prediction.
Okay.
So back to Emiko.
Let's talk about Emiko.
So back to what we started on.
Sorry, y'all.
Man, this digressed.
You know, I'm off carbs right now. I don't know what the hell is happening in my brain.
He was chewing on the table while we were watching. I am concerned.
I just want a hot dog. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry. I could do a turkey call any minute if you want.
No. What is happening?
I know.
Okay, so back to Emiko. At the end where she had the long conversation with Oliver, she's legitimately out of her mind. I don't even understand how they're writing her as a character, because she was like, and I love you guys on the writing staff. You do a really great job. I get it's hard. You're like pumping these out, but... Why does she want... Does she not realize how much Oliver has suffered?
Yes.
He has clearly suffered. If she's been following him, and she says she's been following his life this whole time, how can you not know that Oliver has suffered? And in fact, he suffered probably more than you, because you chose to go down this dark path, and you chose to let your father die, and you chose to let your brother die, and when he came back, you chose to let him live with the knowledge that his dad, he thought, killed himself. It's out there publicly for you, killed another person. He lives with so much guilt, and she's like, you need to suffer as much as me.
Yeah.
I need to set things right. We're going to do this, that, and the other. And I'm like, what? Do you need a mental asylum? Like, where is Harley Quinn? Is she going to pop up at any more and be like, oh, sugar, this is where we're going? Because she is on the Joker's cuckoo train.
And what does it have to do with
him at
all?
Don't you love it when Carolina goes off? Like, she doesn't breathe.
No, she doesn't.
Is she going to take a breath?
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
Ever get into a fight with me.
I don't want to.
You are Italian. You are Italian.
If I've been cooking up what I need to say, you're not getting a breath in.
What were you going
to
say?
It doesn't even have anything to do with Oliver. Like, all of this had to do with his father. And, like, why are you taking all this vengeance out on him? Like, he did nothing to you.
Literally.
He had no idea about you until, like, 30 seconds ago. So, dude, like, chill out about this.
Like, everything that you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm just
but like, chill out about this whole thing, because, like, he had nothing to do with. Okay, fine, you killed your dad. Maybe not really warranted, but fine.
this has nothing to do with Olive.
Her dad was a dirtbag, but like,
oh yeah,
I feel like killing your dad because he's a dirtbag who won't pay your way, it is not, that's not the answer.
Yeah.
It's just, for a great villain, you need a great reason why they're evil.
Exactly.
Malcolm Merlyn, why is that so compelling? Because he was already kind of in this kind of evil type of mindset, and then he still believes that Oliver killed his son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, this provides such a great Damien Dark. Like, it's just, you need a reason why somebody's evil. And I just think with Emiko, they introduced her way too quick. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we need her to be bad because we need a big bad because nobody, I guess, likes Diaz. And so we're going to kill him.
Like Diaz.
Like, I almost would, even though I was over Diaz, I would rather them, continue an arc with Diaz than this Emiko crap.
No, I couldn't take one more episode of Diaz. No offense to the actor, but that storyline was just so uncompelling for me.
Yeah.
And also, too, I'm wondering, we're spending time on this. I was going to say supposedly, but as Joey would say from Friends, supposedly, that's a little, I'm sure like two of you get that. But supposedly, next episode is Felicity's last episode. Yes. Like they're saying she's not here for the finale.
Yep, I heard that
so,
too.
So like, I'm like, how, we've got to prepare now. All it's okay. breathe, y'all. I don't know what's happening to this panel.
So, Ali Konis is out.
You're going to get a chill. Olivia's going to get a chill.
I'm crying. No, can we get into the chat about Emiko? Ivan Soda says, Emiko's vendetta against Oliver is just like Artemis's vendetta against Oliver. It makes no sense. JJ says, Emiko is crazy, which is fine. Still don't like her.
Still don't like her.
Nobody has suffered more than us watching Emiko. Matt Shamlu. Yes. I'm going to end on that one, Matt.
Wow,
okay.
That was well done.
Nobody suffered more than well us watching Emiko.
Matt, all right. Anyway.
Dang.
Well, if
I really like her as an actress. I was like, yes, kind of cold turkey.
I'm not talking about her as an actress, although Kim...
I don't really feel at all. But
where for the casting wagon did they get a police chief who like is really dramatic and whispers whispers everything? What did he say? I even wrote it down. Like at one point he was like, what did he say? It's like he's with there with Dinah, and Dinah's already angry, but
Dinah's on a rip.
So she's already on a rip, and he's like, she'll say, Oliver, was it you who killed him? He's like, yeah. Because we know you did it. And, like, everything was whispered. He's like, chill us. And, like,
so
it was
dramatic.
Just so intense.
It's so true. It's like he's living in, like, a 1920s NAR movie. Yes. And everybody else is making Arrow. And I don't know what he's making, but it's not this TV
show. Can we
show?
Just not he's talk like, about that first half episode of this?
Yeah,
this like, the first half of this season of this episode, we're just like,
I just
what?
Wanted him to be like,
stop it.
Oliver, we're going to arrest you. And I want Doritos. Just like start saying stupid stuff dramatically. Like,
yeah.
Jonah has good hair. So anyway. I don't know. That's where I am with that. You guys, if y'all love suffering with us, we want to remind you that we do. I know we're bitching about the show, but obviously we do love doing this panel. We love to talk about this show, and we appreciate you guys so much because you have subscribed to AfterBuzz. You watch us every week. You comment. If you haven't subscribed, right there on the little thing, the little arrows, please subscribe to that. Press that subscribe button. Let us know in the comments and we'll hit you up. We love doing this show so much. It's going to end, but we're going to continue it next. So we're going to keep on going. If you subscribe to AfterBuzz, there's plenty of other shows you can subscribe to as well. Any show you can think of, we are probably going to cover it. Are you on other shows right now?
No.
Here? No.
No. And then I'm going to start Southern Charm, though, in like two weeks, I think. So good stuff is coming this way. And again, thank you for making AfterBuzz the ESPN.
I might be doing a cool Spotlight On segment if you guys follow AfterBuzz TV and the Spotlight On series with a Game of Thrones character.
That'd
it's pretty
awesome.
Big, so I can't say, but
yeah, that would be
keep
so
an
with,
eye.
With someone on Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
nice.
That'd be awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
So watch that.
Great.
I can't say anything, but the day it drops is the day
great.
It drops.
That's
you
cool.
Get some,
that's what some. We were talking about, y'all. I'm exhausted from Endgame and Game of Thrones. Like
it was a crazy weekend for the Starks.
I slept like 10 hours.
I know.
It was a lot.
slept like
No, like when I was emotionally exhausted. My mind was going. There was sobbing and endgame. It was just a lot.
Do you know what? To be fair, I feel like everyone is in like shell shock after watching Endgame and Game of Thrones. Yeah. And then going into this and having to do a true crime detective episode, you're just like, I just want a happy crime.
That was also not written super well. Those shoes are probably two of the best things cinema has seen in a while. Okay, so we've talked about Emiko. We talked a little bit about Dinah. Let's talk about Roy. Talk about Roy coming back. We've got some news coming up about that, so be sure to stay tuned to that to the end of the show. But Arsenal's back, y'all.
And I just love that he wears the red costume that Thea used to wear. It just makes me so happy because Thea was my favorite, and I just loved her.
I love
Thea. And I love that he's back. And I just
Real deep on that. Thea was my favorite.
You did. You got real between.
Thank you. And I just love Arsenal so much, and I'm sad that he has this bloodlust thing going on. What is that?
I have serious questions. So rewinding back to the beginning of this year. All right. Thank you for coming on this ride with me in this time shop. In this time hop, we're going back to Thea when she had her bloodlust. Yes. And, that literally lasted almost an entire season.
It was a big deal.
It was a big thing.
And remember they even guested Constantine in to
come
in?
That was such a good episode.
That was one of the best episodes ever.
That was good peak era.
And they went into the underworld. They had to do the mystic voodoo arts.
Yeah.
Okay? And then to get rid of her bloodlust. And, she was wilding out. So how is it that he comes back? Did he hang out with the legends? Did he hang out with Constantine? I have so many questions.
What do you mean? He died.
Because they brought him back. And then you get the bloodlust because you're not supposed to bring people back.
Right.
Yeah.
So he...
What are you confused about?
Because his bloodlust is so tame compared to what Thea had. How are they just I thought I could control it, and it's not.
He did get crazy eyes, and he kind of killed two people.
That's only the one time. Leah literally couldn't, or Thea couldn't even be in a room with people for no reason without starting to breathe heavy.
We haven't
and go
seen
berserk.
Him in a whole season. I think that's the whole point is that we saw him just in this scenario, but they're trying to.
But they're also still playing it we've seen Thea go Hulk out wild on people. I know, different franchises.
But I think
but
that they're letting us. We have the history of Thea, so it's we know what bloodlust is, so we don't necessarily have to see.
Him killing everyone. You can come, we trust you, and I'm like, what?
But he also has.
I think when Oliver was like, "We got your." Oh, okay. Now I know what you're saying. Yes, when he just told them, admitted that he had bloodlust, and Oliver's like, come with us, turn it in.
Yeah. We got you back. So good. You family. You literally had to bring a voodoo magician to come fix your sister. And
no,
you're
that
like,
was
oh,
Sarah that
good.
He healed, by the way.
Oh, that was Sarah.
Sarah,
yeah.
Not Thea.
Right, anyway. But sorry. Guys, it's been a long time, but I remember.
We drink sometimes.
We drink a lot. And a lot of people are saying the Joker's fumes got into this studio today. Joker's laughing gas because we keep laughing. Anyways, he also has probably a stronger mental capacity because now he knows what's happening with the bloodlust. He knows what it is. You know,
he's from the streets,
and he's from the streets, and he's been this Arsenal guy for a long time. So he probably has a stronger mental capacity than a teenage Thea did. So that's probably why he's a little bit more control on
it. He's got a good ass, so he's grounded.
Yeah. He has the best butt on the entire Arrowcast, hands down. God bless Colton Hayes' booty. That thing is a treasure.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's not a treasure.
It's not America's ass.
That's Captain America. Thank you, Chris Evans.
And I'm not going to say anything else about that.
But this is a treasure.
It's a treasure.
It is a treasure.
So he did have he had the best fight scenes, I think, in the whole episode. That was really cool.
Well, he used to have some of the best fight scenes when he was on the show.
It's true.
I miss Arsenal and Thea so much.
I would watch
Speedy.
That show.
Yeah,
I would watch that show.
I would too.
Go to fight the Lazarus Pit.
Speedy and him fighting.
Disney streaming or whatever.
CW Seed.
Disney's Marvel. CW Seed. I'd watch it.
I watch it too.
I'd watch
him
it.
And his parkour all over
Bring
the
it.
Place. Parkour.
Bring it.
Parkour.
And when he jumped off the thing and was in the air and shot the button and it was button and it was that was great.
Oh, talking about shooting, when he shot the arrow at Emiko and she dodged it and they did the slow mo.
They did that again.
I was so impressed. That was so good.
They're starting to do that. Every episode we're getting a slow motion thing.
Ivan says, Roy is the original sidekick, not these morons, Dinah and Renee.
I agree with that.
He was a strong sidekick, too.
I agree. He was.
He always
was great.
Had the back. He knew what was up.
He knew. He was good.
Back when John was still the driver.
Ooh, burn.
I do. So, you guys, this is what.
I mean, it's true.
It's true. We abhorred the first 30 minutes of this episode.
We couldn't figure out what was happening.
Because we thought literally Dinah was just gangrene. And then it switched. And
you said we thought she was gangrene?
Yeah, I don't know what I said. And then, but anyway, it switched. And then Olivia just goes, okay, okay, okay. She says okay for like, so we want to know, I want to know what were in the chat, what were your reactions? Or if you even want to make a little video on Twitter and tweet us, what redo your reaction or find the best gif for
that
when
that was actually
you
a really accurate reaction for her.
That's exactly what she did.
Well, no, because it was so upsetting. The first 30 minutes of this episode were so upsetting. I was like, why is Dinah doing this? Why?
It made no sense. And then
she was like being sneaky, and I was like, okay.
Especially Renee, because I'm like, you're literally accusing him of murder when you wanted to bone him before.
Seriously.
Like, but it all makes sense now. So,
but I mean, he kind of said no, so maybe it was out of anger.
No.
It's true. It's true.
You just said she needs some. It's been a minute.
It's true. She does need some. What do y'all think about... Do you think it was wise for Oliver to cover for Roy? Or do you think he should have just...
No, 100% he should have covered for Roy.
Of course.
Because his sister is the worst, and it doesn't matter if you frame her. She has killed people.
Yeah.
And it would have been a whole mess that they had to get out of that they didn't need to. But also, I want to point out that, like, just two episodes ago, Felicity and the girls literally blew up a building and it came down on a bunch of people. And nobody investigated who killed them.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
So I didn't understand what the big point was about more dead people getting investigated. Yeah. I get that they were guards, but, like, the building on the people.
No, I agree.
I also thought it was still dead. I thought it was interesting that Oliver finally, I think this is the episode that he finally realized that Emiko's not going to change, and that he like stopped standing up for her, you know, because he's been standing up for her this whole time, being like, she's my sister, she'll do good, like, she'll be okay, blah blah blah, and now he's like, whatever.
They got me on that too, because I was like, Oliver, don't be such an idiot, she's horrible. And then when he was like, it was my sister, and I was like, great, he was protecting her. But then when I learned he actually was throwing his sister under the bus, I was like,
okay.
Okay. That's basically that's what I did.
I mean, that kind of was your reaction.
Yeah, I was like, I see you, Oliver. Now, did anybody notice, too? So Oliver and Roy have this scene, and Roy was like, right before Oliver decides, he's like, you don't have to cover for me. And Oliver says, you never have to ask me. That point right there. And then they kind of looked at each other intensely. And I don't know about y'all, but our TV went staticky a little bit, and then they made out. Did that happen to anybody else?
No.
Matt. Did anybody else?
No.
No.
But I get it. They are brothers, and they are, like, almost brother-in-laws, so they got to cover for each
other.
Nobody
wants, like, a green arsenal.
It's like Grarsenal.
Grarsenal?
That's their ship name, Grarsenal.
No, but there's no ship. There's no ship for them.
Fine.
He is in for Thea forever.
Fine, let's just talk about Archer's Alley. Let's talk about Archer's Alley.
Sorry, guys, our sound effect has gone missing. But welcome to Archer's Alley, the 30 seconds that you just listened to the sound of my voice. So I'm going to kick this off with a photo of the cover of this amazing comic series. This is written by Brad Meltzer, Phil Hester, and Andy.
Big comic writer, Brad Meltzer.
Yeah. So, Green Arrow, The Archer's Quest is today's feature. And inside, you even get to see a cameo. If you look at the second picture, you'll see a cameo of Green Lantern. And
which, for a lot of people in the comics, the greens pair up a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
So that's why it's cool with this John Diggle stuff and Green Lantern. So anyway, go ahead.
Yep. So in this comic book, you'll see a pair up between him and Green Lantern. And you can go on to the third photo. And you'll see that they have a nice little chat because he is actually on a road trip. Because the comic is described as, with a second chance at life, Oliver Queen has some unfinished business. Green Arrow must find the lost treasures of his first life to preserve his past and discover what his new life means. Roy Harper, his former ward, now known as Arsenal, joins him as they cross the country, encountering the likes of the Shade, Solomon Grundy, and even the pathetic Catman. Along the way, Ollie finds out what is truly important to him. Other cameos in this comic include The Flash,
and a few other big names, and of course the Dinah that we do know and love from the comics, who's Black Canary,
who is the best canary in the comics.
That honestly makes me so angry.
But
this comic book is really great. So Oliver has come back to life, and he kind of has to rediscover himself. And you get a little bit of Justice League action in there with the Flash and Green Lantern. There's a lot of throwbacks for comic book lovers. It is literally stupendously animated. I mean, just every page, if you're watching us, you can kind of see is just stunning.
Oh, that's Kyle Rayner. Speaking of good butts, that Green Lantern. Whew.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. And then it's also got, it's just, it doesn't end. It's so great. Good. He writes a letter to his son, very mysterious. Mm. So pick up a copy of this comic if you want to know what happens when Oliver comes back from the dead.
Well, speaking of that's good awesome. Tie-in with Lazarus.
So the Archer's Quest.
All right.
I love it.
All right, Archer's Quest. Thank you for the Archer's Alley. Pew, pew, now we're going to move on to some AfterBuzz news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV news.
So I kind of had an idea that Roy was going to be coming back this episode or soon because I follow him on Insta. And when I say him, I mean Colton Hades. And so I found some a few photos behind the scenes of Arrow.
Him and Emily are literally the cutest
best friends.
Because they're best friends.
They're the best of friends. So we posted this, like, I don't know, last week or something. And it was just them on set. So you can just kind of scroll through the photos whenever you want. It's just behind the scenes of him finally meeting Renee. And then I think him and the whole squad. So I was like, he's definitely coming back. It's going to be awesome. He probably shouldn't have spoiled it, though, but, you know. And if you're listening to the podcast, go to his Instagram. I think it's just Colton Hayes, and you'll find these awesome behind-the-scenes photos of Arrow and him shooting. And I was just so excited that he came on because he's my fave.
He's wonderful.
And he's still here next episode, so we get to enjoy him even more.
Even more. More of that booty.
More of that booty. You got more that booty. That's
booty,
not appropriate.
Booty. Baby got back.
Baby got back. All right, everybody. We've got some more news. We got a picture right up. If you're listening to the podcast, that is, I don't know the actor's name, but that is Connor from
Connor
the Flash Forwards. And basically, this is an article I grabbed from Cinema Blend that came out a couple of days ago. Author is Laura Hurley. Basically, they're talking about the Flash Forwards are going to continue for season 8. Mm-hmm. So, and also they're talking, kind of, there's not any official reports, but multiple reports are saying that in season 8 that we will see an adult John Diggle Jr., and he will be a major reoccurring character in scenes for the 2040 season. A lot of people are a little bit like, wait a minute, this is Arrow, we only have 10 episodes, you're going to have Flash Forwards already, like, how much time are we going to have to really do kind of Arrow stuff? So some people are kind of not super thrilled with this. Also, we know in this article, there's a lot in this article. There's still talk about a spinoff. I guess the Flash Forwards have been so well received that apparently there could be talks of that going to like CW Seed or something like that.
Yeah, I think people are really into that.
It's a really good show. It's really interesting.
And then apparently, Beth Schwartz, the showrunner of Arrow, said that there will be a very big season 7 finale to the Flash Forwards as well. And she said they will, quote, have their own finale, which will be pretty large and extremely unique to set up viewers for season 8.
Interesting.
So
I wonder if they're going to kill Felicity in the Flash Forwards.
I just got
the chills. Look at.
Oh no, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, our other bit of news we have, this is kind of a little funny thing. We got, y'all know Stephen Amell loves to tweet. So he tweeted out this weekend saying, I can't even begin to explain how much I hate leaf blowers. I hate leaf blowers just a little less than I love my daughter. And then he said, a person in my neighborhood has been blasting a leaf blower on my property for the past 40 minutes. I'm home for the first time in months, and I'm wondering in my undies. Oh, wow. Now I'm in a place. Anyway, he says, hope your lot is clean for no effing reason.
Do you know what? Can I just jump in on this? Because if you follow me on Twitter, I literally tweeted at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and I was like, someone decided that 8 a.m. on Saturday in Hollywood was the time to set off fireworks.
No.
Well, right now.
That's a good time.
So I really sympathize with him. I had so much rage as I laid there in bed.
Well, look at his next tweet we have is Elon Musk tweeted Stephen Amell and said Tesla is going to develop a quiet electric leaf blower. To which Stephen Amell said, I humbly offer you my firstborn.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That's so funny.
He's funny, y'all.
He's walking
around in his underwears, and I bet he looks good without anything on.
And Matt says he's in a place because of that, and I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But that's my show for the buzzer, except for one more thing. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions!
Get on the chat.
Ooh. Let us know now. Let us know now. Your predictions.
Prediction.
Yeah.
Do you want me to kick it off?
Prediction.
Yeah, get in the chat and let us know your predictions, and you better come through.
Now that you've read that article, I have a feeling that the flash forwards might kill Felicity in the future, saving her daughter.
Okay.
I think she's going to save her daughter, and that's what's going to repair their relationship. Unfortunately, Mia will never get to have it because her mother will die saving her.
That's a smart thing, because then you have a character's death, which is always compelling. But when they do Arrow, if they want her to come back and, like, guest cameo in season 8.
I don't know
if they can do that, though.
But if
though,
she does guest
Arrow,
cameo, she can guest cameo in the past, babe. I'm talking about the future.
No, but even if she guest cameo in the... No, that's what I'm saying. If she guest cameo in the past, we already know that Oliver and Felicity don't end up happily ever after anyway. We know that. What if he's with Dinah?
Oh, absolutely not. I will literally boycott DC for the rest of my life if they do that.
That's not happening.
That's my prediction.
Because
Oliver's
going to
end up with Dinah.
No.
Dinah is still single
and miserable in the future, too.
Yeah. Anyways, my prediction is also Felicity related. I think that she goes away next episode
to save her baby
calmly and peacefully. She's gonna go to the woods with her baby and raise her. I mean, we saw that, but that's how she's gonna go. It's not gonna be some big dramatic thing. She's just gonna be like, I need to take care of my child, and I'm gonna leave. And then everyone's gonna be okay, and she's never gonna die ever.
I mean, Emiko did drop a building on her husband, so I can see her being like, yeah, I can't have a building dropped on me and my baby.
Yeah, she might be like, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Ivan says, give me Laurel and Oliver.
Laurel.
No.
I don't hate that. I don't hate it, but no.
They're like brotherly.
I liked Laurel, like the first Laurel and Oliver. I did, before she died. I did. They did win me over into that.
Prediction.
Oh, my prediction. Yeah. Oliver and Dinah sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S.
He's not taking this seriously.
I had a good prediction, and then I stopped myself because I said, let's hold it. And then I forgot what it is.
Because you just wanted to give me rage.
It's true. What was my prediction?
Oh.
What was it about?
It was right at the beginning. What were you talking about right
at the beginning? Carolina, help me. I was looking right at you talking about it.
I black out most of the time.
Okay, you think about it. I'll get into these.
Okay.
Big Face Hundreds says, I think Roy will be going to jail.
Okay.
Matt Shamalu says, my prediction is that Emiko will annoy us again.
Yeah,
all right.
That's true.
David Ramsey confirmed Diggle is alive in the future and we'll be seeing him again soon. I think that's it. Man, you guys, that's not a lot of predictions. Matt, what's your prediction?
You have failed this podcast.
In the beginning, we were talking about Emiko, and then we went off topic, and what did we start talking about?
Oh, boy.
Roy. I'm asking the chat.
Oh.
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to think of my prediction later.
Oh, I think we were talking about Roy, weren't we? And then we had to circle back.
Oh, man. What was your other one?
I was going to say, I think they announced that the final episode is going to be called, of this season is going to be called You Have Saved This City.
Oh, okay.
Which is
good
an
name.
Interesting title. So I wonder what that means.
Let's end on that, everybody. Yeah. Okay, Carolina Benetti, tell them where they can find you.
Hi, guys. I'm Carolina Benetti, and you can find me on Twitter as Carolina Benetti, where I talk about annoying people in Hollywood waking me up at 8 a.m., or on Instagram at LenaBean113, where I'm much more active.
Much more.
Much more.
I am Olivia Di Bortoli, and you can find me at Olivia Di Bortoli everywhere. on Instagram mostly. Twitter, but mostly Instagram.
I tweet a lot. I like to tweet.
Yeah, you're a Twitter.
Twitter, whatever they're called. You can find me at Twitter or on Instagram at TheMattMar, two T's, two R's. Also, everybody, you can find me. We're watching Riverdale, and my friend Jake and I are doing our show, River Males. We just finished Bitchcraft, which is a Sabrina podcast. So if you follow me on Instagram, you can see that. This is what we're doing. Riverdale so bad, we're preparing for the last episode. We're going to be live watching Riverdale and getting drunk doing a podcast about it.
We should do that here.
I'm just saying, it's going to be rad. So follow us all on our socials. We love y'all so much. We're going to be back next week. We've got two more episodes yet. Yeah. We're excited. It's going to be better next week. We know it. We love you all, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.